Hey Potters, welcome to episode 235 of Crosspod Podcast for all things possible.
We're keeping that one.
we're just gonna run with it.
Roll
it's
with
been
it.
That kind of week, folks.
It's been a long week and we're just already hitting silly mode.
I've said that 234 times. I think I'm allowed to flub it once.
In all the times that I have done this solo, I am sure I have flubbed it every stinking time, and I have to sit there and go, I need to put up the title card and try that again. It's okay. It's fine. It's allowed. It's episode 235, everybody. Yay!
Yay!
We will hit 240 by the end of the year. I think, like, on the schedule, I have it listed at, like, we're at 244, 245 when we hit our last episode of the season, I think. I have to check the notes again.
So we're past the temperature at which water boils, which is how it feels outside.
Definitely is how it feels outside, because it's summer officially now.
Yes. I have to admit, I love Project Akon, but I'm very glad they're not having it right now.
It would be boiling. I can't even describe it. It would be like if you were to go out into the sun and crack an egg, you would just immediately fry.
I actually remember a couple years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, two or three, when they actually had just moved Akon into June for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had had it at the end of May. It was always the weekend right after Memorial Day weekend. So that's like the last weekend in May.
Or like the very first weekend of June. It's like right at that cusp.
Right. And they kicked it a week later. And it ended up being a heat wave. And I ended up going outside because that was back in the day when we still scheduled photo shoots for groups.
Right.
And I had two groups that I had signed up to be part of, and they were, of course, both outside
at 4
p.m. Right
in, theory.
In the center of the boiling afternoon, the hottest part of the day, and they go outside, and I'm wearing multi-layered costumes, of course.
Because you don't want to take photos inside the hotel, because one, there's no space, two, you get ugly yellow carpet, three, ugly yellow walls, four, ugly yellow lighting.
Okay, to be fair, they did not have yellow carpet in this particular hotel, because this was the Anatole, so at least they had picturesque indoors where you could take pictures in front of, like, murals on the walls and beautiful sculptures of art and things like that.
You
However,
say that.
I do agree with the yellow lighting.
You say that, but having had to do those scheduling every single year at the Anatole, they never, like, you could have two or three spots, but everything else was either taken up by large performance groups, or there was like registration lines, or there's lines for this, or lines for that, and they were like, you really can't use the indoor space, you have to go outside. You just couldn't make it happen for a group, unfortunately.
You could if you went really early in the morning, or really late at night.
And it was like a tiny, tiny, tiny little group, like, it's 10 people, let's go.
Yes. And I actually saw photo shoots happening during those times. And I, you know, props to cosplayers who are already up in full costume, in full makeup, with wigs and everything by 9 a.m.
Hi, it me.
Holy cow.
It me.
Those people are dedicated.
Honestly, you know why I like doing it? One, I'm a morning person. So for me, like, I'm naturally up at 5:30, 6 o'clock anyway, even when I'm on vacation. That was massive air quotes around vacation. I'm already still up and running, but it's like the best time that I could get photos is I'm up, I'm active, I'm moving, very few people around because it's convention weekend, so most people are sleeping in and they're not doing stuff until the afternoon or the evening. I can easily go around, get what I need to get done, and not have to worry about a bunch of people being around me or bumping into things. It's, I got my photo set, and then the rest of the day I do whatever the heck I want. It's kind of nice.
I'm one of those people who is sleeping in.
I can't sleep
in. Not because I partied the night before, but because, like you, I'm usually up at 6 a.m. for my day job.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to sleep in when I'm out, like, on vacation, also air quotes. When I'm not at home working, I do like to try and sleep in, even if I don't succeed very well.
What is the sleep you speak of? This is such a foreign concept to me. What do you mean, sleep?
It's when my brain gets to take a break.
Try. Emphasis on the try.
It does. And I also miserably fail in that too. Anyway. Speaking of being at conventions that are not occurring right now, why don't we go into cosplay updates?
Sure. Do you want to go first or am I going first?
I actually don't have any cosplay-related updates simply because I did finish one of the two projects that I had to work on a deadline. The other one is right here, and I can't show you all of it because it's a birthday present, and that deadline is coming up in about 3 weeks. So this is my project for right now, unfortunately. So bear with me, guys. I promise I have not abandoned cosplay. I just have something that I have a deadline for that I'm going to be giving to somebody, so I have to finish it.
Totally makes sense.
After that, I can work on cosplay again, preferably something that is sleeveless and I can work on indoors. It's just going to get hotter from here.
Well, then I guess in that case, I can show off some shiny fabric and freak out my webcams. Let's do it. So let me show off the shiny fabric. This is what I was originally going to use for my cool little dragon scale bolero, and I opted to change it because this is just not the right fabric for me, but I will find a use for it. Oh, look it. Oh,
It's
no.
very shiny.
It is very shiny, it is very prismatic, and it's very multicolored because, as you can probably see from the underside, it is all tie-dyed greatness. It's
Is it
awesome.
technically reversible?
Yes, it is technically reversible, but why would you want to hide this awesomeness? That just seems
It's not
rude.
so much hiding the awesomeness as that you can self-line it.
You
Or
definitely
it
can.
basically already comes lined because the inside is also as showy as the outside.
But it is very, very cool fabric. It's all spandex. And surprisingly, even with all of the shinies on it, it actually feels very light. I was kind of surprised by that. But when I started messing with it, I was like, you know what? It would be very cool for my project, but it's just not right for me for this project. I will find something else to use this for. I'm actually leaning towards making like either a small purse or maybe even like a small backpack with having these as the scales on it. I think that would be pretty fun. So instead, I swapped over to this beautiful beast, which is actually the same fabric that was used for the pattern, but I found it in purple and it's snake skin. So there you guys
Also
can
very
see it.
iridescent.
Very much so. So it's a very nice light purple, but it's got a cool texture on it, and it's the exact same stuff that she used, just she used it in green, so I'm going with purple. And it's coming out very, very nicely. It's making some very cool scales, because that's all I've been doing is cutting scales in various sizes.
Been
Lots.
there, done that.
And lots of scales. Unfortunately, the Cricut that I have does not cut fabric and does not have the ability to cut fabric. So I am doing all of this manually. Not just with this fabric, but also with a mesh that's going underneath it to help give it a cool little shadow look. So I think, let's see, math is going to be involved here. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So far, I've cut 120 scales of various sizes. I don't know if I need more. But I'm going to start from there and build it up. And we'll see what happens. But otherwise, the bolero is pretty much sewn together. I just got to start tacking these puppies down
Scaling up.
and hate myself as I do it. I will say, though, that Firefly Path has some pretty awesome instructions and details on how to do it. And she even gives you like various different types of scale patterns that you want to use. So if it's like, hey, you don't want to do the default, well, here's two other options and here's how you make it happen. So I was like, okay, cool. It's ridiculously detailed how much she goes into it. So that's kind of nice. I'm
Her
getting my money's
patterns.
worth.
Her patterns in general tend to be really versatile. You can change them up and use them in ways that it was not originally intended. And she actually really likes that when you modify her pattern and do cool things with it. She loves to see that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of people where they took the scales and instead of doing it as the point, they rounded it off so it looked a little bit softer.
They're
And I
like
was like,
fish scales instead.
yeah. And it's like that gives like a really cool look to it, and it's something a bit different. So I'm pretty much doing it straight up as it is. The only modifications I'm making is size. But yeah, I'm curious to see this all come together and spend an ungodly number of hours attaching all of these scales and hating myself through the process. But it'll be worth it because I'll have something cool by the end of it. That's what I have for cosplay updates. No actual cosplay stuff because I'm still working in this tiny little box, which is why it's
It
okay
will
for me to cut things because I'm like, deet.
literally be cool because it is like reptiles who are cold-blooded.
That's me.
That
That's me. I'm always cold, man.
was a science joke.
Yeah, buddy. We know how it is.
I hope my teachers are proud of me one day when they see me later on in life, and this is what I learned from their class.
Science.
At least in science class.
Oh, goodness.
I'm using science to make jokes, and I'm using math to make costumes.
That's how, that's what what we were meant to do, right? This was why we went to school.
Oh yeah, this is what grade school is for.
And high school.
And college.
And college.
Most of college. Sorry, professors.
I don't think my astronomy class has been very helpful for cosplay reasons. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
I'll let you know when my music lessons apply to cosplay.
Right? All my film degrees, my ungodly number of film degrees have definitely been used and then some. All right, do we want to roll into our topic?
Let's roll.
Okay, so our topic today is all about con crunch, why it's harmful, and cosplayers should stop glamorizing it and brushing it off as not a big deal. And I know it's something that we've kind of like talked about on the show before, but only like in passing because Amber and I don't really do that and we don't really promote it. We just like, yeah, con crunch, it's a thing. And then that's it. But because conventions are starting to kind of make their return, like as of last Friday, like KatsuCon dropped all of their hotel blocks and Twitter went a flirty with that because it's KatsuCon. It's going to happen in February. And it was actually trending in the United States that day. It was kind of creepy. But we figure, you know, now is probably a really good time to talk about it, especially as we're going to have new faces coming into the hobby because of the pandemic. More people are now interested in cosplay. They want to go out and actually showcase their costume. They probably don't know about Con Crunch. And I recently like talked about it on Twitter just very, very briefly. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of a good time to cover this topic and really go into what Con Crunch is, why it's bad, and what we as cosplayers can do to help stop promoting Con Crunch and even dismissing Con Crunch as, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, kind of is a big deal. And before we jump in, I think it's probably good that I say that Amber and I are not medical professionals in any way, shape, or form. Any detailed information that we share today comes from various medical resources that we research. And if you check the show notes right now, all the links will have everything that you need. And if you have any questions about your health, please speak with your doctor, all that good stuff. So we're just coming at this as best as we can, with as much knowledge as we can, knowing full well that we're not medical professionals.
Do not take our advice to be medical advice. It is cosplayer advice.
Exactly. So, what is Crunch, which will turn into what is Con Crunch?
A delicious candy bar.
Oh, you know what? It's one of the few candy bars I actually like. But no, what is crunch in terms of work and life, not the chocolate?
So, Con Crunch is the unfortunate event wherein one has a cosplay that is not finished, and you have a convention coming up very, very shortly, as in a matter of days or sometimes even hours, and you basically forego sleep, eating, and taking care of oneself to finish said costume before the con starts. Usually takes place in the hotel room of the convention. Also not fun.
Definitely, definitely not fun. And I mean, you could say for some people, it does take place in their hotel rooms, but like people will spend like days or weeks prior to a convention
Yeah,
putting
some people do it at
together.
home.
Oh, yeah, like they'll put their cosplay together just in time for the event. But sometimes what it is and why it's considered bad is like they'll spend hours and hours on end doing nothing but focusing on their cosplay, and they're neglecting eating, they're not sleeping, they're not taking care of themselves, they're not getting proper rest, they're not showering. It's just focusing on the cosplay and the cosplay alone. Nothing else matters.
It's crunch because the amount of time that you have is pretty much full of just working on that cosplay, and it's very compacted. It's crunched together.
Yeah, and I
And
know.
it's
Oh, go ahead.
not something we recommend.
No, and I know people tend to associate crunch with like the video game industry because that's been such a big trending topic over like the last decade. But crunch can happen anywhere, at any industry, any job, any school. I mean, I'm sure so many of us remember crunching quite literally on projects and reports and papers that we've had to do, particularly in high school and in college. It can even happen in your hobbies too. You know, you have a big event coming up. It doesn't have to be necessarily cosplay related, but let's say you are doing a Pokemon tournament and you're in the process of trying to get these last cards for your deck, or you're having to rebuild your deck or something like that. You could be spending days on end crunching to remake that deck. That crunch can apply to so many different things.
Right. We're simply saying con crunch because it is for conventions, specifically for cosplayers. Now, that said, con crunch doesn't only have to apply to cosplay. You can still crunch and prep for a convention, especially if you're a panelist. I remember doing some serious crunch when I first started paneling at Project Akon, because I was so anxious to be a good presenter and make sure I was uber prepared for anything that could happen. So you can definitely, you know, crunch for conventions, and it doesn't even have to be related to cosplay. Mostly, though, when you hear about it on social media, it's cosplay related.
So with that, let's cover why exactly crunch is bad. And it's mostly going to be bad because of your mental and physical health. With crunch, you can feel excess fatigue, stress, irritability, insomnia. That's just kind of a couple of symptoms to name, but you can also have poor eating habits. As you lose sleep to focus on your cosplay, your body's craving salts and sugars to kind of maintain that energy, and you're not
Gross.
recharging it. Yeah, you're not recharging your body with sleep. So your body is looking for other outlets to get that energy back in. They're like, I need more of that bread. I need more of that sugar. I need more of that salt, which, even if it's only for the short term, has long-term negative consequences.
And not only do people sometimes forego food, sometimes people will also still eat, but they eat poorly. This is a family show, so I won't say the word that normally comes with eating that way. But that can actually compound the problem. Because not only are you not in the healthiest state of mind and the healthiest state of body, you're putting things into your body that are not going to help it heal and go back to being in its healthy state. It's actually going to make things worse, and it just becomes a perpetuating cycle because you'll mentally feel worse and your body will feel worse because of what you're putting into it. So it just kind of builds on itself. Why am I thinking of a video game where you roll everything up into a giant ball and run over
It's a Katamari, because a
this?
Katamari is destruction.
Okay, it's not just me thinking of Katamari
Yeah.
when I'm thinking of what this does. Okay.
It's a ball of destruction that you keep building up over time, even if you're only doing like these sporadic crunch sessions where it's like, oh, I'm only doing it like twice a year. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal because you are building up more and more and more. And the longer you keep doing it, the more you keep adding to that ball. And eventually that ball is going to become so big, it does more harm than it does good.
And stress, even just a single episode of stress, if it's
Oh, man.
intense stress, so if you're normally here and then suddenly for 2 weeks your stress levels are way up here and your body and mind are not accustomed to it, it can actually do damage, like physical damage to the brain and to the body, specifically to the heart, actually. And there are studies that show this. And because that damage is more or less permanent, that means the next time you have another episode, it's just going to add on. And so even if you do it twice a year, you're slowly chipping away at the health of your mind and body, and it's just going to build. It doesn't ever get better. It can only get worse. And that's not cool.
Yeah, I know I've linked at least three articles that talk specifically about stress and some of the studies that have come over the years for it, and shows that it leads to heart disease, higher blood pressure, it lowers your immune system, it can even attribute to anxiety and depression. I mean, there's a lot of factors that stress can contribute to that can really have a damaging effect on your physical and mental health.
And the effects will last far beyond the convention. Even when you're done crunching, in other words, the event that you're crunching for has already taken place, the effects of that crunch will last long after that event is already done. It doesn't just cut off. That would be awesome, but no,
It
it doesn't
doesn't.
quite work that way.
Yeah. And people probably don't think of this. Like, they probably think, okay, well, there's long-term effects, but what about the immediate effect of con crunch? Well, exhaustion is a big, big, big problem with that because you're not really sleeping. You're focusing so much on your costume. Your body, it's not resting. Your mind is not resting. What happens when you're exhausted? Well, you start to make mistakes. You start to flub some things here or there. You start to forget a couple things here and there. That just comes with the state of being exhausted. There was someone who responded to my Twitter post saying that they were crunching for a costume and they had an adhesive open. And at one point during the night, they got so tired that they just fell asleep and the canister was still open. So here he was inhaling toxic fumes
Fumes.
for who knows how many hours without even realizing it. And it's just that one little mistake. And hopefully he's okay, and hopefully he doesn't have any long-term effects from it. But that's something that can be very dangerous to your health.
I've heard of people falling asleep in the shower, and that can actually be deadly.
That can be very deadly, yeah. Falling down and hurting yourself is a leading cause of a lot of ER visits. Doesn't matter what your age is.
And with exhaustion also comes a lessened ability to be able to enjoy the convention or the event you're going to.
Yes. That's something so few
So
people talk about.
you're half aware, like the whole time at the event that you spent so much time and money and resources preparing for, like you're supposed to be excited and happy. You just don't have the energy.
You got so focused on the cosplay and trying to get it done so that way you could be in the group or you could do the contest or you could do the photos that everything else around you don't get a chance to really enjoy an experience because you're too tired to. You're just like, I'm in the costume, it's done. So I spent all this money and time and I'm not going to get anything out of the convention other than me being done in the costume. It's just like, ah.
That's assuming that you even make it that far, because, like you mentioned earlier, you may end up just flopping onto the bed and falling asleep because your body will eventually enforce its needs upon
It
you
will catch
if
up.
you push it too far. So if you go too long without sleep, your body will force you to sleep, whether you like it or not, and whether you're in a good place to sleep or not. And the same thing with food and water. Your body will make itself known eventually. You probably don't want it to be at an inconvenient time. So it's better just to take care of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know too many people who did the con crunch multiple times, even though they say over and over again, oh, I won't do it again. They still do it. And then they spend a week and a half crunching on their costume. They bring half of their sewing supplies to the hotel room. They work on it all weekend long. They wear the costume for about 2 hours, and then they sleep for the rest of the time. And it's just like, wow, you spent all that money on the hotel room, on the badges, to try to get here to experience the convention, and you really didn't get a chance to do any of that. You had your 2 hours in the costume, a bunch of poked holes in a costume, some bruises and some hot glue burns, and then you get to sleep the rest of the time. It doesn't sound like a joyful event to me, at least.
Yeah, it's really not much fun, literally not much fun when you spend all of that effort and you don't get it back. Especially if it's an expensive con where you had to, do what all of the
Gosh.
kids complain about, which is paying for a hotel room and parking and airfare and all of that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about something like BlizzCon. I'm not going to say how much I spent on BlizzCon because probably it's a little too much. But I'm sure people spend 2, 3 grand without even batting an eye at that. And if you could imagine just spending that much money on a convention and really only doing it to wear a costume for a couple of hours and nothing else, man, I would just be so angry at myself. Like, why did I spend all this money? And I didn't really do anything. I slept.
Right.
I could sleep at home.
And with conventions going back to in person, at least mostly in person, I know that there are some hybrid options, but with everything being in person, that means whatever you miss at the convention, you
You
missed.
miss.
There's no recording. you can't go back and go do it again. And that panel or that event is gone. It has happened in the past. Would you really want to sleep through that?
No.
No. No is the correct answer.
No.
And along with making mistakes, which we started out with, there's also, to kind of bridge off of that, it's buddy, is that you won't be able to do as good of a job.
Yeah. In general, because, I mean, you're so focused on getting the costume done that you might actually even skip a couple of things just to be like, okay, it's done. And I know this has happened to friends of mine too, where they spend the entire time in that costume just focusing on all the flaws. Like, I didn't do this right. This didn't come out right. And so they don't really enjoy wearing the costume when it's done.
And that goes double if you plan to compete in the costume or to even have photos taken, so that you may not necessarily skip steps, but you may kind of simplify and skimp on things.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of doing fancy hems, you may just do a turn and stitch, which gets the job done, but it's not as good of a job as you probably could have done mm-hmm. if you were well rested and prepared. So not only will you probably kick yourself after that, because it's really hard in some cases to go back and redo whatever it is that you were trying to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If it's adhered, if it's glued down, you may not be able to actually redo it. You may have to redo the whole thing, which is even worse. But you'll also feel bad because other people may be able to tell that you didn't quite give it the full heave-ho effort, and people being people will be judgmental.
Yeah.
And that will not help your mental health. People will be judgmental anyway.
Right.
They'll just be more judgmental.
Yeah, especially if you're entering it into a cosplay contest. I'm going to tell you right now, judges do not think it's cute when you tell them that you crunched 3 days before a con and busted out that costume. We might say, oh, yay. But inside we're like, I hope they have time to go sleep because they're probably dying right now. Oh my gosh. It ain't cute. Don't do that, please.
And that may actually kind of lower their expectations because every judge at every contest has been through con crunch. Every single one. We have all done it. And we know what that means. We know that means you probably tried to go faster than you should. You mm-hmm. may have skipped steps. You may have, you know, dropped down the level of your skill in doing some of these things. And so we know you probably rushed a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to help you when the judges expect everything to be of lowered skill. You don't want to bias them in the beginning.
So with all that, what can we do as cosplayers to stop not just glamorizing con crunch, because some people do that, but also just kind of stop brushing aside con crunch? Yeah, how do we start reversing this trend? Because we can easily say don't do con crunch, but we know that's easier said than done because people are still going to keep doing it. So I think one of the big things is we as a community talk about con crunch honestly, and not brush it aside as a standard of convention culture, because we need to be discussing the serious impacts of crunch on our mental and physical health.
We can also, as experienced cosplayers, model good behavior.
Yes, absolutely.
Show what good time management looks like.
Mm.
Show in your blog, say, okay, I have 6 months until my convention. Here is my general outline. You don't necessarily have to go really specific with this. You can just kind of generally say, okay, here are my timelines for like big portions of the costume to get done, and show photos showing that you're working on it. That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be anything like writing a novel.
No. It just even getting those basic skills of having a schedule in some sort of format. It's a good life skill on top of that, too, because it's something that you can apply to school, to work, to family activities, whatever. It's just convention and making a cosplay is just an extension of that. And it's a good way to kind of shift that conversation from crunching to, okay, I have 4, 5, 6 months. How do I space out my work so I can get this costume done at time at a level that I'm happy with?
Something else that I think we can do is when we do see posts about it on social media, because people like to post about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm con crunching. Oh God, I've only got 3 days to finish my costume. Don't like those posts. Don't cheer those posts. Don't do anything that is supportive of the behavior. You can support the person and say, please make sure you get enough sleep mm-hmm. and eat meals. So you can still be supportive of the person in that way without glorifying the behavior and making anyone think it's okay.
Yeah, to kind of add on to that, it's almost like we need to stop joining in on the sharing and even sometimes the casual nature of con crunch in this way with social media. You know, in order for us to stop normalizing it, we need to take it seriously, like I've said before. And that might make you the fuddy-duddy in the room. I've been a con mom multiple times, I understand. But I also care about my friends a whole bunch. And if I know that they are crunching for a costume, I will tell them to stop and eat. I will tell them to stop and take a nap because I care about their health. And we should all be caring about everybody's health, especially with pandemic and all this madness still going on. You know, it's okay for those posts to say, hey, make sure that you're stopping to eat. Make sure you're stopping to take a break. Like, go take a shower. Go get some rest. Go walk your pets. Whatever. Don't just focus on the costume because that's just gonna drive you crazy at the end of the day. It's too much to focus on, and your body and your mind just will not be able to handle all of it in the long run.
It's so much better to be positive about the good.
Yes.
And support the good and model the good and basically like put all of your energy into good behavior that is preferred.
Mm-hmm.
And then just ignore the bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to bash it, because sometimes
no.
actually making people feel bad will back them into a corner and actually make them double down.
Exactly.
So that, you don't want to do that. And it also isn't very supportive of your friends.
Right.
Because let's face it, we've had friends do this and you don't want to bash your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you don't want to cheer the bad behavior either. You don't want to support the bad behavior. So just ignore it as though it didn't happen. Don't support it. Just invisible.
Mm.
And put all your energy into supporting the person and good behaviors.
Yes. That's an excellent way of putting it. Very nice, Amber. The other thing that I was going to add is I think we also need to start normalizing this idea of saying it's okay to not have your costume done for this con. It can wait for another convention. It is totally okay to take your cosplay to another convention. It doesn't have to be this specific one. If your costume isn't done in time, it's not done in time. You have plenty of other things that you can surely do and surely wear that you will be just as happy with than having to rush a costume and then focus on all the flaws the entire time you're wearing it, because that's not going to make you happy. And especially,
you don't have to wear a costume at all.
No, no.
You can go in casual clothes. We do all the time.
Heck yeah, I do, because it's so much easier. It's so much
comfy.
More comfortable. Hey, best shoes ever.
And there is nothing wrong with going to a con in casual clothes.
None whatsoever. Everybody does it.
And if you feel like you need to wear something that is not regular clothes to a convention, you can always go in either closet cosplay, which is really fast to assemble.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can take kind of the theme of the convention and wear an easier outfit. Like, for example, at an anime con, you can wear a kimono set. It doesn't have to be cosplay from your favorite series, but it can still fit the theme. And you can do the same thing with any kind of nerd, comic, TV, movie type convention. Just go with the theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. It doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Yeah. There are other conventions. There are other contests. There are other events that you can attend. Heck, you can post your costume on social media the moment that you are done with it and you are happy. Who says that you have to wait until a convention to share your costume? Put it on your social media when you're done. Everybody else does that already. It doesn't
yep.
have to be on the con's timetable to get your cosplay done. It's on your timetable, and it's when you are happy with it So you don't have to crunch to get it done.
You'll thank yourself later. At least I hope you do.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure there's some people who are listening right now probably rolling their eyes going like, yeah, yeah, okay, I know this, da, 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 da.
Yes, mom.
Exactly. Like, and I've been called that on multiple occasions, and I'm just like, you know what? That's fine. You may think that I'm being a mom right now, but I know once the con is over with and you're still in good health, you're going to thank me for it because you'll remember the last time you crunched and you're like, oh, I don't want to ever do this again. And I want to put myself in this position again. And yet you're trying to put yourself in that position again. And I'm trying to be a good friend here and keep you out of that mess.
And Waverod's got a good point. How many nerdy t-shirts are there out there? You don't even have to necessarily wear a shirt that's pre-made. You can make your own.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
Took me less than an hour.
I was going to say, you can literally do it in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And just wear a t-shirt and jeans. And you'll feel great. And you'll fit with the theme of the convention. And you'll have a nerdy shirt that you can wear whenever you want.
It's custom just for the con. And you made it in a day. Done. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to crunch for it.
So much easier.
So much
and that way
easier.
You can do a good job on your costume and you'll be happy with it and you'll be happy with yourself and healthier.
Exactly.
So bad con crunch.
Yeah,
no con crunch.
Con crunch is bad. So I think the only thing I have left to wrap it up is just as a reminder, it's important that we take con crunch seriously. I know we sound like mobs right now, but it's not a joking matter. It's not something to brush aside. Crunch in general, whether it's at work or school or a hobby, it impacts your physical and mental health, even in the short term. So take care of yourself. No convention and no cosplay is worth risking your health.
Take care of yourself and yourself will take care of you.
Exactly. That is such a Mr. Rogers phrase. I love that. I love it.
I love Mr. Rogers.
He was such a gem. All right.
So go Mr. Rogers cosplay.
This is why we need to have a fun after session, because I knew this would be a serious topic.
Well, we can certainly do that here very shortly. But unless we have anything else to cover for today's episode.
We do not.
All right. Well, of course, Potters, if you have an opinion on this topic and you'd like to share your experiences with Con Crunch, good or bad, we welcome your experiences here on any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
For those who are watching us, all the information is located right underneath Amber, over to the left. For those who are listening, visit us at cospod.org, on our Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at cospodcast.
Or of course you can email us, podcast@cospod.org, where you will probably get an answer from both of us. Individually.
Individually.
Because we're like that. You'll get it from both of us in the group account and individually, so you might actually get three answers.
Oh, have we done that before?
We can certainly start. Given how this episode started, it would not surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least bit.
So with that, we will wish you guys happy cosplaying. Please stay safe, stay healthy out there. We will see you guys next time in episode 236. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.